Psalm 100. It says, shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations. And then in 103, read the first few verses there. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion. Amen. Amen. We're continuing to talk about Thanksgiving, you know, and I hope that you have been enjoying, if you did have your Thanksgiving dinner. I went last night to the Kenny Rhodes dinner. It was fantastic, you know, and there's another one tonight, and so I'm taking well advantage of this holiday season right now. But it's this idea of Thanksgiving. This Psalm 100 is actually known as the Psalm of Thanksgiving. And so if you know, been around church long enough, you know, most during Thanksgiving services. In fact, how many of you guys are North American? Right? So most of you guys actually don't even celebrate Thanksgiving. And I didn't even realize that until I think yesterday when Monica came in, she said this was her first Thanksgiving ever. I thought, wow, what a heathen nation Australia is, you know. I'm sorry. But you know, it's this idea of coming to the Lord. And I mean, it's just once a year. I mean, it should be every single day. And that was the idea, you know, for the Israelites. And now when he says, you know, enter his gates with thanksgiving in our heart, the idea is that the gate was obviously, you know, going into the temple. Right, it's talking about Solomon's porch, you know, and there are a few different gates. And if you ever go to Jerusalem, you know, as you go into the holy city, there's the sheep gate, there's the the western gate, you know, there's all these gates that basically surround the holy city. And then after you get through those gates, there's also other gates, you know, like the gate beautiful, you know, that goes into the temple. And so the people of God were always commanded, whenever you go into the gate, right, that you go in with thanksgiving, right? This should be the first mode of our hearts, or the first attitude of our hearts whenever we go. And in this context can be very easily, you know, portrayed as coming into the presence of the Lord, right? And so whenever you come into a place, you know, come in with thanksgiving in our hearts. Right, come in with an attitude that we're always going to give thanks. You know, that we're going to make the focus on God and not on ourselves. We're going to make the focus about him and not our circumstances. You know, not the things that are going around us, but we're going to make our focus on him. Right, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. You know, let you know, the manifestation of the thanksgiving in our hearts will be worship, right? It'll be praise that's offered up to the Lord, you know, and give thanks, you know, to him, bless his name, for the Lord is good, his loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations, right? Again, it's a focus on God and not on ourselves. You know, it's a focus on what God has been doing, what God is doing, and what God will continue to do, you know, in the later generations, in his faithfulness. And so we say, Lord, so we give thanks to him right now. This verse actually is quite special to me, and in that this was one of the first verses that I really kind of got to share publicly, you know, and I'll explain what I mean by that. I used to come to Hong Kong. Actually, I came in 1992, and I came in 1993, and then I came later in 1995, and then I came later like in 2000, I believe, or something like that, or 2001. It was 2001. And 2001 was different, but in 92 and 93, I was a university student, and I was playing basketball. And So our basketball team would come and we'd play, you know, games. You know, we play like the national team here in Hong Kong. We go play provincial teams in China. And it was basically a basketball tour, but it was a friendship evangelism. We're basically using sports to witness to people. And so, especially to athletes and to coaches, you know, and all that stuff. And we were there, and at the towards the kind of the end of the trip, Sports Services International used to do a camp in Hong Kong called Hot Hoops. And all the kids would come from all over Hong Kong. And it was a good mix of like Cantonese speaking, you know, like Chinese kids and expat kids. And we'd have it over at HKIS. And it was just a whole week of just basketball. It was really fun. And, you know, all the coaches were obviously Christians. You know, all the staff were Christians. And we're trying to figure out how, you know, how do we make an impact in these kids' lives? And we'd share, part of it was like we'd do the coaching and stuff, and then we'd have a clinic time upstairs in one of the coaches' rooms, and we'd do like basketball strategy, which would eventually lead into life strategy, which would lead into the gospel, you know? And over the years, you know, I mean, every year they only had a few kids that gave their life to the Lord. But we felt like this year was different, and we, as coaches, we began to come together and really pray. I remember, you know, I've been a Christian for a year now, you know, leading up to this time. And just really ask the Lord, okay, what can we do to really make an impact, you know, with these, you know, little basketball kids? And I got this verse, you know, Psalm 100. And it says, enter his courts with praise, right? So I thought, hey, we go on a basketball court, right? I mean, this is good enough. And so what we decided to do is first time that they ever had done anything like this, but we actually decided that we're going to sing to the kids. Now, you got to understand how crazy that sounds, right? You know, a bunch of little basketball kids, you know, and, you know, expat kids. And we're actually going to, all the coaches are going to come and with the guitar, we're going to sing in the middle of the court. And so what we started doing is throughout the week, whenever we'd walk onto the court, you know, go through the gate, we'd enter his gates with thanksgiving, right? When we entered his courts, we would just worship. And we made that a habit. And then towards the end, we did that. Because over the years, you know, their idea was to be kind of not so, you know, overstated, but kind of covert witness, you know, kind of thing. And we thought, you know, this year, we're just gonna let it loose, man. And so the whole team came out, all the coaching staff, and, you know, one of the guys played guitar. And so, you know, we had a couple guitars going, and we just sang to the kids during our morning, you know, like you stretch and you all this stuff. It says, hey, we got something special for you. We're just going to sing to the Lord, right? You know, we're going to sing for you guys. And all the kids kind of look, especially the older kids are like, what the heck is going on? You know, but we just started singing, and it wasn't for them. We just started worshiping the Lord. You know, just like it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. And we enter the basketball court, and we just worship the Lord. And I mean, it was, our singing wasn't very good. We're obviously all athletes, right? You know, and so it wasn't necessarily the quality of our voices, but definitely the quality of our hearts, you know, were being echoed to heaven. And as a result, actually, we saw the most salvations at this camp that we had ever seen before. I think like 30-some kids, you know, gave their life to the Lord, you know, of about 90 kids, you know, at the camp. And we really saw God really move, you know, on these kids. And, you know, it was such a great reminder for us. I mean, one is that you just obey God, whatever he asks you to do, no matter if it seems ridiculous. I know I'm standing here now, and I'm pastor now, you know, and you know, I'm doing these things. But you have to understand, back in 1993, you know, to sing songs to a bunch of kids, you know, especially at a basketball camp, I mean, that's like jumping off the cliff. You know, in my, you know, maturity as a Christian, you know, but just going for it. But more than that, it was just this attitude of, Lord, we're just going to give you thanks. You know, that our attitude is going to be just to worship you. You know, no matter what's going on, no matter how bad our day is, you know, we're just going to make it a point to worship you. We're going to make it a point to thank you. You know, even if things are going bad, God, we're going to make it a point to just honor you in that. You know, which goes to the next passage, you know, in Psalm 103, David says this, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, and forget none of his benefits. Right? This the way that this psalm is actually constructed, right, is actually a command. And what David is saying, he is actually commanding his soul to worship the Lord, right? He's telling his soul, soul, right, you worship God. You know, no matter what. I mean, he's literally, right, it's a command. He's not trying to convince his soul. You know, soul, you know, in this context being the mind, will, and the emotions, okay? You know, compared to the spirit and the body, okay? You guys understand, these are different. And so the soul would be our mind, what we think, our emotions, what we feel, and our will, you know, kind of that determinant that brings us to a place of what we do. You know, and he says, bless the Lord, oh my soul. He's saying, soul, what you think, what you do, right, and how you feel, you are commanded to bless the Lord, to worship God. And David is kind of commandeering or bringing his soul, mind, will, and emotions to a place that says, you know, his soul, you know, it's basically like looking in the mirror and says, David, you worship God. You know, and you worship God because don't ever forget what he does for us, right? Forget none of his benefits over our life, right? And you know, and if we had that attitude, right? And that's why I put these two verses together. It's good because you should always have thanksgiving in our hearts, right? You should always enter his courts with praise. I mean, wouldn't it be something, right? If we just made it a habit of ours that whatever room we entered into in our life, right, that we entered in with thanksgiving and praise, right? You know, many of you after this, you'll go to your offices. Wouldn't it be something if you walked into your building and just thanked the Lord, right, for what he's doing in this place, you know, and just to worship God and to lift him up. And then you walked into your company's doors, you know, and you just thanked the Lord, right? It was just the attitude, not like, oh man, I got to go to work again. You know, another long take. There's my boss. Oh my goodness, you know. But that we'd actually, you know, you go into your building, wherever you work at, you know, IFC, whatever, and then you go into your company offices, and then you go into your own office, you know, and every time you enter the gate, you know, in some way, you know, and obviously there's no big gates here, but, you know, we'll just, in our modern day, is any door that you enter into, that we just entered in with thanksgiving. And we entered in with worship. And we just thank God. We thank God that we have a job, you know. We thank God that we can earn something. You know, we thank God that he's given us some purpose and some intelligence so we can do our jobs well. You know, and we just thank God for what he's doing because he's doing something in that place. You know, he's not absent from your workplace. You know, in fact, he's probably there more than any place else. You know, and every time we enter into some place that we thank him. And then, this is the key, and then when you don't want to, you know, when you just don't want to go to work or just whatever the case may be, then you turn to Psalm 103 and says, okay, soul, you know, you mangy little creature there, you, I'm talking to you, you bless him. I command you to bless his name. You know, bless him, oh my soul. You know, and this, and all that is within me, you're mustering them all, whatever is inside, you are commanded to bless God, right? If you feel like it, and especially if you don't feel like it. I imagine that if we started doing that, I imagine your days would be much better. I imagine that the blessings of the Lord would follow you. You know, and more than that, that, you know, the blessings of God will flow through you, you know, into wherever you go. You go into your apartment complex, you know, where you live, and you did the same thing. You know, you entered into your building and just blessed the building. You know, you entered into your apartment and you just blessed the apartment. You know, wherever you come to church, you know, and the same. You enter in the doors and just the blessing of God just flows through you because you're operating in thanksgiving and you're operating in praise and worship, right? That's what we're talking about, right? That's the attitude of victory, right? That's the attitude that brings the presence of God, you know, wherever we are. Let's try doing that, you know. Let's try to enter, right, just like it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting and his faithfulness to all generations. Huh? Let's pray together. Let's even now, let's begin to trigger our hearts into an attitude of praise. Even if things in your life right now may not seem praiseworthy, there's always a reason to give thanks. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let's just thank Him right now. As Hannah leads us in a song of worship, let's thank the Lord. Let's thank the Lord that we have voices that we can utter out to the Lord. Let's thank the Lord like we learn at the Day of Persecuted Church, a prayer. Let's thank the Lord that we can be in a place where we can worship Him freely. That we're in a country that has religious freedoms. Let's thank the Lord that we're alive. Let's thank Him with all of our hearts right now.
Beautiful one, my soul.
Let's pray this morning. Let's just begin to bless all those doors and those gates that God has given to us in our lives. Let's just begin to bless and just worship the Lord over your workplace, over your church, over your residence, over the market that you go to, or the stores that you frequent the most, or the restaurants that you attend. Just let the Lord just begin to just give you pictures of just gates and doors and entry points in your life. It could be your friend's apartment, you know, that you spend a lot of time with. You know, let the Lord just lead you in that and just begin to bless Him there. Right? Just you know, and next time you go to that place, you know, I mean, let it happen. Right? As you enter in the courts and the gates with thanksgiving and praise. But let's just begin to bless those places that God has given to us. Give you your school, you know, your boyfriend's house. I don't know. Let's just ask God to come and just release His presence there. Let's now just begin to pray over and especially bless the city that we live in. Let's pray for Hong Kong. And the scripture says that you seek this, the peace of the city, and in its peace you shall have peace. And let's pray for the peace of God, the shalom, right? It's the well-being of the Lord that goes beyond just a lack of conflict, but just the well-being of God just to flow through this place. You know, we know that there is a huge wealth disparity gap in Hong Kong. Well, let's pray especially into that would come into the well-being of God, that He would do something in relation to that. Let's just cover the city that we live in and its commerce and its government and its people and its educational systems, its civil systems and, you know, the arts and sciences. And let's ask God that we just come to seek the peace of this city, that the grace of God, the presence of God would flow, God, through this city that we live in and we call home right now. Let's pray for Hong Kong. And in that, let's pray especially, let's pray for the ministries here in Hong Kong that God has established to raise this country up. Let's pray for YWAM, for the Lord to continue to move, especially for Shanti ministries. I know that they're having their dedication for their new building very soon. Let's pray for God's hand to be on Godwin and Rebecca, and just the favor of the Lord be with them to minister into the ethnic population here in Hong Kong. Let's pray for Sports Services International, that their sports ministry will continue to take off. They're still going to start their own DTS, a sports focused DTS, and let's ask God to bring people from all over the world here to be trained to minister to kids using sports. Let's pray for Zhengxin College, and let's pray for the kids that are on drugs, that they would not just only get off drugs, but they would meet Jesus, you know, and the Lord would really move upon them. And pray for Almond, and you know, they're also looking for a space, and ask God to just meet with them. Let's pray for Feed the Hungry and ask the Lord to bless Armanda, especially as we co-host the NK conference next weekend. Let's pray for God's hand and favor to be upon that event and upon her ministry. Let's pray for Face to Face and ask God to continue to bless the ministry of Jimmy and Stuart and his work in Hong Kong as well as other parts of Asia. Let's ask for God's hand to be upon him and their ministry. Let's pray for the churches in Hong Kong, the Chinese churches, the ethnic churches, the international churches. And let's pray for God to use these ministries to really raise up the barometer of the presence of God in this place. And let's pray. Let's pray for the house churches that are meeting tonight for their Thanksgiving. Let's ask the Lord to come and just really bless. Let's pray for Conduit Road and for Pacific Place. And let's ask God to really bless them as they come together in this holiday Thanksgiving season, that truly Thanksgiving would flow in their hearts and they'd be really happy and pleased with what God's been doing in their lives as a house church. And let's just pray for just a wonderful evening tonight. Specifically over a few events coming up at church. Let's pray for this Saturday. The kids are having their first outreach. And they're having a movie night here. And a lot of other kids are invited. I think there's going to be quite a few non-Christian kids coming. And let's pray for just God's love to be displayed through the teachers and through Pastor Sam Kim, and that they would really come to know Jesus during just this simple time of gathering. And then next weekend, we're having our North Korean conference, and empowerment. So let's pray that, you know, the people that need to be there come, you know, that people that really have a heart for North Korea, just a real, real want to learn what to do in many ways. And let's pray that they would come and that they would really receive something from the Lord in terms of strategy. You know, in that, let's pray for our speakers, for Jamie, for Dr. Kim, and for, what's his name? Chris Kim as well. They're all three Kims, wouldn't you know it, right? And so let's just ask for God's hand to be upon them as they share and lead us during that time as well. So let's lift up these two events. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just thank you this morning, God. Thank you that, Lord, that there's always a reason to thank you, God. Lord, there's always something to thank you about, Lord. And we pray, God, that you remind us, Lord, to enter, God, your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. God, no matter what door that you have us walk into, God, that we come with an attitude of thanksgiving and worship. And so teach us, God, and change the atmosphere around us, Lord, as we worship you. Lord, we ask you to bless, Father, the things that you're doing in our lives, God, and just continue to minister to us and through us, Father. Lord, we just commit this day to you, and we pray that you would be pleased with us, God, this day. We thank you so much, Lord. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day today, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.